Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You know, it's hard to believe that when we wake up tomorrow, it's going to be October 1st. I do not know where September went. It went by so quickly. And October is an exciting time for wildlife as it brings with it the peak of the gray seal birthing season, which means lots of gorgeous little gray seals are being born. But what should you do if you find a seal pup on a beach unattended by its mother, or a pup that seems to be in some kind of distress? Well, on the line to tell us more of the do's and the don'ts if you come across an unattended seal pup, we have Melanie Crochet. She's the operations manager at Seal Rescue Ireland. Melanie, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it is a time of the year where you can find an unexpected little cute thing on the beach, isn't it?
Yes, and they definitely, we've gotten a lot of reports. They're very cute, they're fluffy, they're white. It's very tempting to approach them, but it's very important to not do that because it can actually cause the mother to abandon the pup.
Ooh, that's not good.
It's not good. So we take in between 100 and 120 orphan pups yearly, and the numbers are rising. We had three times as many common seal pups this summer. So the common seals pup during the summer season, and then they kind of slow down. We've got 24 in our care right now, and we have two new gray seal pups. They start breeding in September, October, November. So right about now, especially on the East Coast, we're getting a lot of calls about little gray seal pups, Wicklow, around this area, Wexford. So we just really do want to warn people that it's important to stay at least 100 meters away, because when they've got that white fluffy coat, they're actually not waterproof, so they cannot enter the water.
Okay.
They'll just kind of sink, and they can get hypothermic, so it's important for them to stay dry until they molt, and it takes about 4 or 5 weeks.
Now, you mentioned that the number of abandoned pups is increasing. Why do you think that number is increasing?
Well, it's difficult to say. There's a couple of reasons that can be happening. We don't know how the gray seal numbers will compare, but for common seals, we had a very high number this year, and that could be because of strong storm events on the west coast, which is where most of the common seals come from. Or it could be because Seal Rescue Ireland has really spread. We've got a network of over 500 volunteers now. We're working very hard to spread awareness on who to call if you do find a distressed seal pup. So we're hoping that maybe it just means that more people know who to call, and it's just fewer pups that are just laying on the beach not getting the help they need.
Oh, well, that's a good thought.
that's what we're hoping.
That's a very positive thought. So you've mentioned that if people see a seal pup on the beach unattended, that they really shouldn't approach it. What are the things that they should and shouldn't do when they see a seal pup?
Excellent question. So the first thing is, like we're saying repeatedly, just stay away from it. We want to stay at least 100 meters because it really puts them ill at ease to have a human near them. They don't have any natural predators in the marine environment. We don't really get that many killer whales or sharks large enough. So really the only predators they have are land predators, which would be humans or dogs. So the second thing is to keep your dogs well away from the seal pups. They're very slow and they're very vulnerable when they're on land. They can't make a quick escape. So dogs can approach the seals. They'll oftentimes attack them. And there's a lot of illnesses that can be spread between dogs and seals because they're actually pretty closely related. So we don't want dogs to approach the seals for both the safety of the dog and the seal. But every year we get seals brought in that have attacks. They look like they've been attacked by dogs. So that's the second thing. But the most important thing is to give us a call and just let us know where it is, how long it's been there. Oftentimes we'll ask for a photo, and our animal care team will assess the condition of the seal, and based on its behavior and its body condition, we'll determine whether it needs to be rescued or not. But the last thing we want to do is rescue a seal that does not need rescuing, because the mothers in the wild can do a much better job of raising that pup than we can. So we want to leave them be. If they'll survive on their own, we only want to lift them and bring them to our rescue center if they absolutely need it.
And when you receive a call at Seal Rescue Ireland to rescue a pup, what's the process for rescuing and rehabilitating the pup?
Well, if it's determined that it needs help, we'll call upon our volunteer network of people that have been trained to safely and effectively lift and transport the seals. Once they're here, we will determine any injuries or parasites or illnesses, whether it's dehydrated or emaciated, which is usually the case. We will give electrolytes and fluids because hydration levels are the most important thing to address initially. And then we'll give it, if it needs it, we'll need it, give it antibiotics, antiparasitics. And the most important thing is to get their body weight up. So the mother's milk has some of the highest fat content in any mammal's milk. So they gain weight very, very fast in the wild. Now, it's impossible to duplicate that, but what we will do is give it a blend. It's called fish soup. So it's blended up
yum.
Fish with electrolytes, and it looks exactly like it sounds. It's blended up fish soup. And we'll tube feed them for the first few weeks just to get their nutrition up. And then we'll eventually have to teach them to eat fish on their own. Mm. Now, grays are a lot more instinct-driven. They learn pretty quickly. Common seals, however, they take a lot of mother's care in the wild, and it's a lot of learned behavior. So it takes a lot longer for us to teach common seals to eat fish on their own. But eventually, when they've picked it up, we can move them to the pools where we will just toss them fish for them to kind of practice swimming around. It's dead fish. We get it frozen, but we'll thaw it and put it in there just so they kind of make the connection between fishing and eating. And then eventually they become dehumanized because the last thing we want is them swimming up to, you know, people in the wild. So once they're picked it up and they're dehumanized, they'll eventually become released. It can take anywhere from 3 to 8, 9 months for them to get healthy enough and exhibiting competitive behaviors that will allow them to compete in the wild.
And are the chances of them being successfully rehabilitated very good? Do you have a good success rate with that?
We do have a good success rate. I'm proud to say we're at 72% of last
That's
year's
great.
Numbers, which is very high for a wildlife rehabilitation center.
That's great. And do you have any pups currently at your center?
We have 26 pups at the moment. And actually, today we're having a family fun day. It's a pup shower. So instead of a baby shower, it's a pup shower. And it's to welcome our new gray seal pups.
Aww.
So we just asked for people to come. And instead of paying an entry fee, it's a gift for our pups. So supplies like towels, blankets, thermometers, dishwashing liquid, anything like that. And we've got games and crafts and treats and things like that. But
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. So it's a good introduction for our new pups to the world.
That's brilliant. And so you have a good rehabilitation right there. Do you have any major success stories over the recent years you'd like to share with us? Any good stories?
How much time do you have?
we
have a
Can
lot
you do
of
it
unique
2 minutes?
Stories. I think my favorite is Merida, who came in. She had been wrapped up and entangled in fishing gear. And it had created so much pressure around her neck that she actually had to get an eyeball surgically removed. And we didn't think, or some people didn't think that she would survive, but we actually gave her the chance, and she did. And she gained a lot of weight. She was exhibiting really great behavior in the pools. And so we released her with just one eye, and within minutes, she was catching fish on her own.
Oh,
so she's got to be one of my favorite stories.
That is a super story. It really is. I mean, the work you do, must have a huge feel-good factor. I'm sure there are sad stories, too, but I'd say most of them are happy stories, are they?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's hard not to get attached, and sometimes seals come in. I mean, they've been out there for a few days, maybe. They've just got a lot of strikes against them, and they'll show up, and there's really nothing that you can do. And, you know, those are powerful situations, but they do kind of make you appreciate the success stories.
Of course. Now, you mentioned that if people found seals, they should contact the rescue center. How can they contact you if they found a pup in the wild?
Yes, we've got a rescue hotline that is manned 24 hours a day. So anytime anyone finds a seal on the beach that they think might need help, just from a safe distance, go ahead and give us a call. And the phone number is 087-195-5393.
Okay. And if people want to, you mentioned people could come by. Can people come by and tour the center at any time? Or
absolutely. We're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week, and it's free entry. And we give tours throughout the day so you can see the pups up close and learn all about the rehabilitation stories and about ocean conservation. And we're located in Court Town in County Wexford.
Oh, so very good. So that is great, Melanie. You're doing super work there. Keep up the great work. And I hope you have a good turnout for your pup shower today.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. So that is Melanie. She's the operations manager at Seal Rescue Ireland. If you want to call in, if you've seen a pup, the number to call is 087-195-5393. And they're located there in Court Town. They're on the internet as well at sealrescueireland.org, or they have a Facebook page as well. It's Seal Rescue Ireland. And we wish them all the best, and they hope they have a really good turnout for the pup shower today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.